On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters. Do you know where you're going in your Toastmasters career? Do you have a goal in mind? Or are you just kind of playing it by ear? A lot of people only join Toastmasters because they think they want to learn how to speak. They don't know about the leadership, and they don't really know about the education program. They get their CC and they're gone. We'd like to show that there's something more on the table. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10, Toastmasters International. We're here today to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy. I just got back from the District 10 TLI, that's the Toastmasters Leadership Institute or Officers Training that's held twice a year. This January session was really unique, and I really enjoyed a lot of things about it. There was one particular session that I found just fascinating. They had a panel discussion talking about moving into leadership in the district. Frankly, this was a recruitment speech. It gave people the opportunity to get more details and more information about being a district officer. The panel spent a lot of time explaining the structural organization of the district to these new members, these new officers. When I was mentored to get my DTM, I did not understand the structure. I didn't understand what I was doing when I became an area governor. Part of that was poor training, but the biggest part was that I hadn't been around Toastmasters long enough, and I didn't even know what questions to ask. When I was the area governor, I did the best I could, but I fell down a lot of ways on that job. That's why I believe it's important for people to get more information and more training. They need to think about what they want to do. They need a plan. It's the same thing with the DTM. You have to put in place the plan you're going to work. You have to commit to it. But sometimes you don't know what that plan should be. Toastmasters has given us this weird kind of roadmap for the DTM process. Everyone has seen the graphic track to the DTM. It's very nonspecific. Start here, accomplish these awards, and eventually you get your DTM. However, they've also got a much better tool that is available for download called the Member Achievement Record. I was given a copy of this just a couple of months after I joined my local club by Greg Liu, who is a DTM now living in Arizona. I still have it. These days, you can find this free download as number 1328 on the Toastmasters website. Let me tell you why I like it. Like every other Toastmaster, I have a lot of paper, old manuals, high-performance leadership books, and a lot of club and district leadership handbooks. I simply don't know what I need to keep, what I want to keep, and what's not worth it to keep. So I tend to keep everything. I have a box under my desk, I have files on my desk, I have a desk drawer full of old manuals and copies of speeches and certificates, and even the cute little ribbon I got from visiting Southwest Florida Speakers Club in Cape Coral. This achievement record is the best tool I have for keeping track of what I need and deciding what I don't need to keep. With it, I see what's important. I see that I don't have to keep all those contest records from 2012 for a club that folded 2 years ago. Stop laughing at me. How do you organize your Toastmasters papers? If there's one thing I'm really looking forward to with the revitalized education program is that I'm told most of it will be online. In the meantime, I have to go through a lot of papers. This member achievement record also serves as a path, like a map. I was able to pick the manuals I wanted to complete and keep track of what I had done and what needed to be done. For example, the PR manual. I gave my first speech out of there and I put the manual down for nearly a year. I'd lost track of the book. But because I'd noted it in my achievement record, I went on the hunt for it and got it finished. I knew that I wanted to do this manual for my Advanced Communicator Award, but if I hadn't made a note of it, I probably would have gone and bought another copy. I'm not saying that you need to update this record after every speech. I think looking at it when you're planning your DTM is a simple and one of the best ways to make the decisions of which manuals to do, which better speaker and successful club projects you want to do, or how often or how many times you've done them. Wait a minute. This says I've done the club rules presentation 3 times. Since my club needs another advanced award for the Distinguished Club Program, I know that I need one more advanced manual so that I can finish it by June. This record shows me that I've done 7 manuals and which ones I need to consider. And look at all the leadership programs I've never noticed before. I should be considering these for my clubs. Keeping an historical record for your entire Toastmasters career may be helpful, and it's certainly very satisfying to see all of it on the pages and not crammed into a box. If you're on the road to the DTM, get this PDF download to help you know what it is you need in the education to be successful in the shortest amount of time. Now, since that will include service to the district as an officer, get prepared. Go talk to those people who are currently serving or who have served in the roles in the past. Take them out for coffee and learn what you don't know that you need to know. That's actually a great question to ask. I should probably call up the current office holder for the position I'll be running for in June and say, "What didn't you know then that I should know now?" The Member Achievement Record. It's a useful tool, and it's a great map. You can download it today from Toastmasters International. It's contest time, and that means that people are looking for judges and target speakers. Please let people know if you're willing to be a part of this process. Everybody needs help, and one of the best ways for you to get incredible feedback from multiple points of view is to be a target speaker. Elections for district officers are coming up. I'm running. Are you? Make sure that you get your name into your nominating committee so that you can be considered for an office. Spring conference is in full planning and execution mode. We have 2 conference chairs here in District 10, and I'm delighted to say that we are stepping up our game by getting the next conference chair online and learning what she needs to do by watching those currently at work. Watch for announcements about the conferences coming soon. Our music, as always, is from Incompetech.com. Meeting adjourned.